have dashboards? Have they been as effective and as efficient as intended?
To the extent that they have been used, indeed, it was used as an IT dashboard, where Vivek Kundra claims that through the tech stat station sessions that he held, almost $3 billion in savings was done in federal IT spending.
So there have been savings. They have found some efficiencies there.
Indeed.
Where are they not being used where maybe they should be used?
There are several agencies that are using these dashboards, but not all agencies are up to speed on this. The USCIO, Vivek Kundra, did take some measures for adopting dashboards across, but it remains to be seen if agencies would indeed adopt them.
I wonder if there is any particular instance where it wouldn't be appropriate. I mean, you don't want to use the dashboard just for the sake of saying, hey, we're using a dashboard. I mean, are there areas where maybe it wouldn't work quite as well as others?
That is correct. Dashboards are useful in a lot of instances where there are clear indicators, what we call the performance measures. If there are key performance measures that could be indeed measured, then the dashboards would be useful for the organization. But in cases where there are no such clear dashboard measures, but the agency does have important activities, in those cases, these dashboards may not be as useful.
And how would those measurements take place? How does somebody put that kind of a parameter into place for use of the dashboard?
That's indeed very difficult, and that's one of the real issues with government agencies. Whereas in private sector, there is a clear profit motive which you can measure. In agencies, there are other kinds of activities that come in. One instance would be the service activities. So if we are talking about services being rendered, we'll have to look at the level of customer satisfaction with those service activities.
We are talking with Sukumar Ganapati. He is the Associate Professor of Public Administration at Florida International University and author of the report, The Use of Dashboards in Government, for the IBM Center. And we're talking about the efficiency and the efficacy of it. I wonder also, one of the things you had mentioned is dashboards for services. But when I think of dashboards, I often think of money, you know, using it for economics and figuring out which pot of money this amount has come from and where it's going next. But it really can go beyond that, can it not?
Well, in terms of money, yes. Money is easily measurable. There are dollar amounts attached. So to the extent that, dashboards are useful, and many of the federal dashboards which have been implemented are indeed for the spending. But beyond that, we could go, if we are measuring some concrete service activities, like, let's say, for example, if you take a look at the U.S. Patents and Trademark Office, their services are not necessarily linked to the dollar amounts. It's more on the services like what they call pendency, that is the number of days it takes for a patent to be approved. So that's another concrete way in which dashboards are indeed being used, and they are useful in that particular sense.
It almost sounds like you could use a dashboard to measure the efficiency of the dashboard.
That's maybe taking it a little bit too far, but you could argue at some level that you could be looking at how dashboards are being efficient or not.
Now, what other benefits are there to the use of dashboards, particularly for federal agencies?
The first main advantage is, of course, the revenue, that it can optimize the amount of revenue being spent on services. The second advantage is that of looking at service levels. A third is looking at it from a customer point of view, that is, a customer satisfaction level. That could be, these are the three main ways in which dashboards are being used, but beyond that, there are other secondary ways in which it could be used. But another one big way in which the dashboards are being used to make sure that the agencies are really adhering to their overall mission or overall goal. And that's one large part of what the dashboards are being used for.
As agencies move more toward the dashboard and the use of dashboards, is there a tremendous expense? Is there an expense, whether it be in cash or in manpower, to invest in these dashboards before you see that return on investment? And if so, how long does it take before the ROI shows up?
That's a very good question. Indeed, that's where a lot of the agencies have difficulties. It does take human power, and it does take certain upfront investment in investing in. Although dashboard itself is not the technology, it does require technology behind it. Currently, a lot of the dashboards are based on the web so that we can get real-time performance measures. That requires some investment. And a lot of the federal dashboards that I looked at, they had taken almost 3 to 9 months, but that was also because there was a lot of pressure from the top to implement them quite fast. In government agencies, to quantify the ROI immediately is somewhat more difficult, but to the extent that is calculated, they could show up very quickly. But that's another one of the issues that I raised in the report, that the dashboard by themselves are not going to raise the ROI. Rather, it's the use of the dashboards, how we use that within the organization in terms of changing our processes that makes all the difference.
Right. It would just be another tool like a report card or a white paper. If it just sits on a shelf and the people who are actually supposed to be using it don't take its advice, so to speak, you're not going to see a return on investment anyway because it's not going to be doing the job.
Absolutely. That's the central point. We should not be making dashboards for the sake of making dashboards, but that we have a real intent in changing some of the processes.
From what you have experienced in your research, can you tell how long dashboards are going to be around, if there's another technology or another tool to eventually replace them that's lurking right around the corner?
The use of dashboards are only emerging currently, so especially the web-based dashboards, because they are real-time performance dashboards. And these dashboards can also be used on the mobile phones. So I do see that the dashboards could be useful for another few years. I'm not sure what, there could be additional levels of information that could be put on the top of this. The issue is that we have less and less time to read a full-fledged report, we want to see some of these performance measures as quickly as possible. So the dashboards give us a way of doing that. That would allow the dashboards to be used for some more time.